Well, now, wasn't there a knife involved in this?
Let me correct what's going on here. I wanted to call and defend myself, because I'm listening to these two comrades on the radio. I did not assault my wife with that butcher knife. And second of all, don't call me Sergei. My middle name is Vladimir.
Well, what should we call you then?
Call me Vlad. Vlad Zubov, the star playing hockey.
You still never did answer, though. What were you doing with the knife, Vlad?
Well, I've heard these Iranian reports that I was going to stab my wife or threaten her with this big butcher knife from the kitchen.
That's
not true. I was going to clip my very long, dirty Russian toenail with it. But it's so typical hearing how wrong that the Dallas, Texas gets the story. With all your stupid hick reporters.
Wait a minute. What do you got against Dallas?
There are so many things I do not like about Dallas. After this incident is over, I'm going to take my unstable accent back to Russia. This whole land is filled with sports radio and your Angus beef. I can't stand any of it with all your stupid hicks that run around at breakfast time with your oatmeal and your picking bulls.
Now, why are you saying all that? You guys had a great season this year here in Dallas, and now you sound like you're not too happy here.
Well, I don't like the way I've been treated on this very latest incident with a butcher knife.
What were you doing with the knife?
I was planning for your information. First of all, I don't have to tell you, stupid, silly American with your grits and your car phones. But if you must know, I was sharpening my skates and my stick for extensive power play opportunities.
God.
But you wouldn't understand such things because you're too busy with your buckwheat cakes and your sand trolleys.
Well, I don't know. It sounds to me like you just got a problem with this area in general, don't you?
I wish to get back to my land of vodka and Chernobyl. And I tell you, if I was going to pull a butcher knife on anyone, I would put it on Sergei Fedorov or Slava Fatisov. Because they get drunk on vodka and try to kiss on my Cossack wife.
Well, what were you doing with the knife? You've never answered that question.
I do not have to tell you, stupid hick. Why don't you go back to your life of whiskey and dust bunnies? But I will tell you what I was going to do with that big old strong knife from that kitchen.
All right,
yeah,
what, Vlad?
I was planning on making an ice sculpture of Anastasia. Like I learned to do it in Siberia, but you do not understand the fine art of ice sculpting because you're too busy with your whirlwinds and strip steaks.
What?
In this stupid land of Dallas that I wish to no longer be a part of.
Now, there you go again. What's your problem with Dallas?
Dallas is a stupid city that I cannot use any F words about. Because all you do is sit around on your porches with your guitars and dobros, listening to Conway Twitty and fondling packs of ice. You're a bunch of idiots.
You know, you're not making just a whole lot of sense.
I make plenty of sense, you stupid, stupid man. Why don't you go play a fiddle and work with pushpins somewhere else? I have news for you. In Russia, we have good sports radio. Not this stuff that I hear you talk about on the air. We have good sports radio station in Moscow, which has the best show ever in the history of radio.
What is
that?
It's called the Communist Hardline with the host, Hammer and Sickle. Good morning to you, you buckwheat cake-eating fools.
All right.